Oh gosh. It's looking pretty bad out there. He should be home any minute. And I know he won't leave again and mother like this. That means I'll have him to myself all evening. And I can finally introduce myself properly. I've been alone here for such a long time. I could practically burst with excitement just thinking about getting closer to him. I just hope he doesn't get spooked by me. Oh no, he's home already and I have no idea how to say hello without scaring him. Oh, I know. Maybe he'll find a joke funny. I'll appear in front of him with my cutest face, and he'll have to laugh. Whew. Okay, here I go. There he is. I'm right in front of him. So close to him, and he can't see me. I really love being close to him like this. The warmth of his breath, the smell of his cologne. Oh, I always thought that when he died, you wouldn't think about these things. But now, oh, I think about them more than ever. In fact, every day, the urges get stronger and stronger and... Oh, I can't wait any longer. Here I go. One, two, three, go! Hi. Did I surprise you? Sorry, it's been a long time since I've talked to anyone and... Hey, wait, mister. If you go out again in this weather, you'll be deader than I am. Sorry to make the door slam on you like that, mister, but you have to stay safe. You know? I don't want you going out in the storm. Anyway, where was I? Oh yeah, I'm sorry for spooking you. I just wanted to meet you so badly and I've been watching you for a while now. So I... Hey, you don't need to be scared. I'm friendly. You can't run away from a ghost, dummy. Mister, don't be silly. That door won't stop me. See? Here I am again. Hmm? What do you mean, how did I do that? I've been trying to tell you I'm a ghost. Well, I guess some people would call me a poltergeist, but... Ghost just sounds so much cuter. Don't you think? Oh. Hey, mister. You look like you're about to faint. I don't want you to fall down on the floor. Let me pull a chair out for you. Hmm? Did you hit your head or something, mister? I keep telling you I'm a ghost. You gotta stop asking me how I can do this stuff. Now that you're seated, So, I have a guilty confession. You know the things that have been happening since you moved in the other week? I've kind of been doing them. It's not always intentional, I promise. Some of it just comes with being in my situation. Like, for example, the cold bursts you've been feeling. I just couldn't help but snuggle up with you in front of the TV. It's been so long since I felt a warm body. And the stuff that's been out of place? Well, I was just trying to tidy up for you. I see how tired you are when you come home, and I thought, maybe, if I showed you how much I could take care of you, then you would feel better. I wanted to wait until you settled in more before introducing myself, but spending so many nights near you, watching you, admiring you, I thought now would be as good a time as any. You're looking almost as pale as I do, mister. I have an idea. Why don't I try to help you relax? I promise I don't bite. I know a few ghoulies who do, though. Here, let me get this wet jacket off of you. Whoa! That's heavy. Isn't that so much better? I'll tell you what. Why don't I give you a massage and see if you're still spooked by the end of it? I have so much to tell you, so just sit back and relax.
Thank you.
You've got some color back in your cheeks. But, I would hate for you to be unsteady on your feet when you get back up, so maybe I should massage your legs, just to be sure. After all, mister, you're a hard worker. Standing up all day on your thick, strong legs. Your muscles working so hard. Let me see what I can do. Hey! Stop that, mister. Move your hands. Now let me see your legs. See? That wasn't so bad. Huh, mister? How did I end up like this? Oh gosh, that's really embarrassing. Hasn't anyone told you to not be so nosy, mister? What? Yeah, well, I wasn't being nosy when I was spying on you. I was just curious is all. Fine. I'll tell you. So, have you ever heard that sometimes people with unfinished business end up as ghosts? Well, I think that's what happened to me. Long before I started haunting you, whoa, I had fantasies when I was alive. One day, all of my friends were sharing their lewd stories, and I was the only one who hadn't done anything like that. It was embarrassing at first, but I couldn't stop thinking about it. To find a handsome, charming, sexy guy to try all this with. But I didn't just want anyone. I knew it had to be someone special. Sometimes I would think about it so much I would catch myself putting my hand down there, and it was always so... Well, you get the picture. I would feel so tingly and nice down there when I was thinking about all the things I wanted to do that it was driving me crazy. Hey, mister. Your legs are tensing up. This is more embarrassing for me than it is for you, you know. Anyway, I never ended up finding anyone special for me to play with, and before I knew it, I was phasing through walls and stuff. Pretty bad luck, right? And how do I say this? I think you can help me. Oh, hey, would you look at that? It looks like we got your blood pumping again. And not only to your legs. Can I just have a little look, please? mister. You stay put. I've waited a long time for this, and I think it's fitting for what I'm about to tell you. There you go. Relax. Oh, wow. I can't believe we're doing this. No, I'm not scared. I'm the scary one. Remember? Oh. Jeez, mister. I guess you really were excited. Do you mind if I inspect it a little bit? That's so rude. Hey, what's that leaking out, mister? If you were a ghost, they'd call that ectoplasm. Now, where was I? Right. Unfinished business and all that. I started thinking that since I died before I could explore some of my private fantasies, that maybe if I could finally find someone special to enjoy them with, I wouldn't be stuck as a ghost. And that's where you and some of your, attributes come in, mister. As I said, I've been watching you for a while. No one stays in this house too long. And none of them interested me like you did. So, I usually chase them out. But you, though. There is something about you. The more I watched you, the more I knew I wanted you. I wanted to take care of you. I wanted to make you feel good. I wanted you to be my first. And my only. Could you tell I was watching you in the shower? Oh, mister. You're twitching. Does it turn you on that I was spying on you? Do you like how I'm making you feel, mister? You could say I'm pretty handy, huh? But, I've had so much time to think dirty thoughts that I can't help myself anymore. The longer I've been here, the stronger my urges got. I have something dirty to tell you, mister. Sometimes, I would sit in the chair across from your bed and watch you while you're, enjoying yourself. Privately. And while I was watching, I couldn't help but to follow along. It felt so good that I was almost lightheaded, mister. Imagining that you could see me, that you were putting on a show just for me. Sometimes, I would sit at the foot of your bed and bring my face extra close so I could get a really good look. Oh god, mister. Does that turn you on? That I was right beside you while you were being so rude and you didn't know. Oh. Do you think I have a cute little face, mister? I was thinking about what it would feel like if you pleasured me. I would be yours, and yours alone. Oh. Oh. Mister, you're moving your hips so much, my hand can hardly keep up. Isn't this so exciting? Remember the time you, got a little too excited and made a mess and you didn't remember cleaning it up? Oh. That was because I licked it up while you were gone, mister. I pretended that it was a treat just for me. It was so embarrassing, but so hot. I wondered what it would be like to do filthy things like that. And I finally had to experience it, mister. No. No. Oh. Thank you so much for letting me live out my fantasies. You're getting a little too excited again. You must really love it when I go fast like this. Does it turn you on to know that sometimes I lay in bed beside you and explore my body for you, mister? Sometimes I can't help but to do it right there in your bed. And you have no idea. Remember how you woke up with your fingers all wet a few days ago? Oh, I was sucking on them. At first, but then... Then I use them for something dirty, mister. They felt really good in there. Huh? Hey, I'm not being vague. I'm just a little shy is all. Even though I've had a lot of time to think about... dirty... perverted, wonderful things. It's a lot different to share them with someone. But that night, mister, I needed you to, participate in my fun, even if you didn't know it. I was so horny that night, mister. And after that, I knew I couldn't wait anymore. I couldn't hold myself back for any longer, and that's why I'm doing this now. Ugh. you're making a mess again. It's sticky all over my hand. You're squirming so much, mister. No. Wait. Don't clean it up. I don't want it to go to waste. I'll use my tongue for you. One mess I'll never mind cleaning up for you, mister. All clean. That was so fucking hot. I never thought the first time I, helped someone would be like that. Hey, you're looking a little woozy again. Not every day you get a helping hand from a ghost, huh? A chance like this isn't going to happen too often, you know? I could really use your help fulfilling the rest of my fantasies, mister. And besides, it looks like you had fun the first time around. Why don't you take a little nap and think about things? After all, I'm not going anywhere.